Maybe it was the flashbacks to all the horror stories he heard throughout his short life that caused him to panic and run. Or maybe he was caught off guard and simply defaulted to the fight-or-flight survival mode. Sadly, no one would ever know exactly why he reacted the way he did, because he was no longer around to tell his side of the story. But that does not mean that there was nothing to know about Johnny Ray, also known as J.R. In fact, Sugar, one of the JRB's lead singers, lived in the same apartment building as J.R., and like everyone in the building, she knew him and his family very well. That meant knowing that J.R.'s mom and dad were dedicated to getting out of the projects they grew up in so they could give their son and daughter a better way of life. For that reason, Mr. and Ms. Ray remained in their low-rent apartment only so they could pay their college tuitions and earn their teaching credentials. It wasn't an easy life for anyone in the family. While JR's mom and dad attended school and worked the low-paying jobs available to them, JR picked up the slack by helping out around the house and taking care of his little sister. And although it was a challenging situation for JR, he seldom, if ever, complained. Instead, he was proud of his parents for their hard work and dedication to a dream that he shared, and he wanted to do everything he could to help turn that dream into a reality. In turn, Mr. and Ms. Ray were grateful for JR's contributions to the family. More important, they were proud of him for doing the hard work to maintain a straight A+ average. That GPA earned JR a coveted spot and a full scholarship in a private school across town for advanced students. There were only two downsides to the situation. For one thing, the students were predominantly wealthy Caucasians and Asians, causing JR to stick out like a sore thumb. For another thing, JR was required to take long subway rides to and from school every day. It was on one of those subway rides that a spark turned into a flame turned into a fire, and a fire turned into an explosion that burned down a building. That morning, JR had informed his parents that he would be coming home late because he needed to stay after school to work on a school project with a couple of his fellow students. JR took a seat on the subway and immediately retrieved his oversized hoodie from his backpack. He put it on over his school uniform and shut out the noisy subway sounds by pulling the hood up over his head. Then, just as happened many times before on his way home, his head slumped forward and he fell asleep. Soon after, an older white woman entered the subway car and sat down across the aisle from JR. Her eyes quickly surveyed the surroundings and landed on what she considered to be a suspicious person. She looked JR up one side and down the other, carefully examining what looked to her like an incriminating hoodie and beat-up tennis shoes. It didn't take long for her to jump to the conclusion that JR was just another black freeloading homeless person turning the public transit system into his personal sleeping quarters.